It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we take a look at the crime duo that went viral with a selfie of sorts back in the 1930s.
First, Governor Scott Walker will give his sixth State of the State address tonight from the State Assembly chambers.
Since his time in office, the governor has pointed to a record of tax and spending cuts and conservative legislation he's signed into law, and he's won three elections for governor. But in November, he had only a 38% approval rating here in Wisconsin.
Jason Stein is with us now to preview the governor's address tonight. He's a state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can see his piece about tonight's State of the State address on the Central Time Facebook page. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's at stake for Governor Walker during tonight's State of the State address after passed with very ambitious legislation and then a failed presidential bid?
So obviously, he's trying to regain the momentum he had as one of the most important political leaders in a generation in Wisconsin. I mean, he's obviously had a very significant impact on the state in his first 5 years in office, but he as well is facing what's clearly the most difficult time for him as a politician who's been in office for decades. So, you know, it's a chance to see how does he or does he not regain that initiative.
And Governor Walker's approval rating was down to 38% in November. Typically, would you expect to see a bounce after a successful State of the State address?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I guess what I would say is this year, or, you know, governors who run for president it's not necessarily kind to their approval ratings at home. They have to do a lot of traveling. They have to do a lot of fundraising. They have to put a lot of their focus outside their own state. Running for president's a full-time job. So, you know, I would expect there to be some gain for him, in a fairly growing economy now that he's able to refocus at home. But, you know, we haven't seen that so far.
And you wrote at one point that the buzz surrounding Governor Walker's last State of the State address is long gone. What do you mean by that? And if he's looking to move upward, what does he need to do tonight?
Well, obviously, a year ago, he was about to take off to near front runner status for the Republican nomination for president. Obviously, at this point, earlier today, he just sent out, yesterday, just sent out a fundraising appeal asking for money from supporters to help pay off more than $1 million in campaign debt that he has left over from that presidential race. So, I mean, obviously, things have changed significantly. Now, what he needs to do, I mean, politically, he needs to repair his campaign apparatus and get himself in a position where he might run for a third term. And from a policy standpoint, again, he's got to sort of regain that initiative that to a certain extent has gone to other lawmakers of his own party over the last year.
And let's talk policy a little bit, Jason. What are you going to be looking for tonight?
Well, he said that he will put forward plans to reduce student debt. They're not as big as what Democratic lawmakers would like to see. He'll put that forward. You know, I guess the big question will be, in the past, Governor Walker has put forward plans that literally affected hundreds of millions of dollars in public spending and public taxes. And, you know, are we going to see those sorts of sweeping proposals tonight, or are we going to see more modest ones like the student debt proposal that is about an $8 million proposal?
We're talking to Jason Stein right now, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, getting a preview of tonight's State of the State address from Governor Walker. And Jason, you talked about how he's got a move back into a position where he's got some momentum behind him, working maybe with the legislature. But do you expect to see anything big and bold, like maybe Act 10?
We haven't seen any signs of legislation of that that sweep in tonight's in the previews of tonight's speech. He does have a bill to overhaul the civil service in Wisconsin. He's been pushing since shortly after stepping down from the presidential race. But again, you know, we haven't seen that. The state budget is pretty tight. So, you know, when you want to do something big, what you typically look for is some money in the bank. So that's obviously one of the challenges he has over the next year.
Now, Democratic leaders in the state legislature asked for Governor Walker to work with them on proposals that would restructure student loan debt and also expand broadband access in Wisconsin. Do you think it's likely that the governor is in a state of mind that he's interested in working across the aisle on propositions like those?
I think only to a very limited extent. I mean, obviously, by taking up the issue of student loan debt, that is certainly a nod to Democratic lawmakers and other activists who've been pushing this issue for a number of years. At the same time, they want to see broader proposals like creating a public authority, a state entity that would help student loan borrowers refinance their debt. You know, proposals including a tax deduction that would be larger than the one that the governor's proposing. So, you know, I mean, to the extent he's taking up the issue, you might say that he is stepping across the aisle a little bit. But that's it would be a small step compared to what Democrats had hoped.
What do you expect the governor to say about the state's economy?
Well, I mean, he's obviously... Typically, I've never heard a governor say anything but that the economy is doing well or at least doing better than the nation. You know, you can look to a lot of – there's certainly figures that he can point to. Our unemployment rate is below that of the national average. At the same time, in Wisconsin, our unemployment rate is typically below the national average as it is now. And in terms of job creation, we have lagged the rest of the nation over Governor Walker's term. So there's going to be numbers that he can point to, but there's also going to be numbers that his opponents will point to afterwards.
Now, as he gives the State of the State address tonight, who is his target audience? Is it those in the assembly chambers, or is it the public watching in Wisconsin?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's obviously senators in the assembly, 132 lawmakers that are going to be out there in the audience, along with other state officials. But obviously, the hope is that he can gain an audience that's larger than that. And, you know, step into the spotlight a little bit where he, you know, really has not been since last fall.
Is that what you consider a key part of this, getting this momentum back, being in the spotlight? Does he just need to be more visible in a sense?
You know, I think it's not enough to be visible. I mean, I think he's got to be visible and outdoing, out-proposing. I mean, the power of a governor is to propose, to set the agenda, to always be one step ahead of his critics and also one step ahead of his supporters. I mean, you know, that's what leadership is. And, you know, the State of the State speech is a traditional venue for governors to exercise that leadership. So we'll see what the governor chooses to do with his speech in just a few hours.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
That was Jason Stein, State Government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us there to talk about Governor Walker's State of the State address tonight. And you can hear that address on WPR as well as a live special in the state capitol hosted by Wisconsin Public Television's Frederica Freiberg and WPR's Sean Johnson. That's tonight at 7 on WPR.